Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. It's also Juneteenth. Take a moment to find out a little about that. Actually, Google has kind of a nice write on the, you know, the Google Doodle, the home page, a little video on there. I wanted to mention before we hop into the text here that our dear friend Scott Capurro is doing what's probably one of his final Saturday night online shows. He is ruling Instagram right now at Scott Capurro. And every Saturday night he does a half hour set from wherever he's at, you know, whether he's in, you know, he's got this friend who's got this crazy palace in San Francisco. He comes up here to our guest house. Sometimes he's just in his apartment, but he does a full half hour set every Saturday night. So you can check him out over there. Okay, Vinny.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a few of the things you guys had to say. Can you tell us where Brittany worked again?
Oh, yes. She is the chief of staff. What's that? Yeah, chief of staff at the San Francisco Human Rights Commission.
A lot of people wrote in and loved her. Brittany is amazing. Such great information. Thanks for having her on.
Yeah, she was a good guest. Brittany
Did
Chiquata.
We get any info about where she, what her social medias are, and does she want them out there?
Let me pull that up. She did respond about that.
Oh,
was
good.
Was she cool with it? People following her?
Well, she said her Instagram's boring, so don't worry about that. But she has a Twitter that she gave to me. So,
oh, okay.
Here it is. Brittany is right, and it's spelled Brittni. So that's Brittni is right on Twitter.
Okay. So put that. Can you put that up there on our Sarah and Vinny Facebook page so people can easily find that? Because she does have an unusual spelling.
Mm-hmm. I'll do that.
Perfect. Thanks,
415 Brent. Says, solid side piece last night, Vinny. Thank you. Some great music.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, yes, I know Fedco. And I, too, sported a shot Perfecto back in the day. Thanks for the nostalgic stories. As Sarah put it, that's part of your draw. Do you choose the playlist on your own? And why do I have the feeling Sarah doesn't listen to your show? Stay safe, Alice family. Have a great weekend. That is a good question. Sarah, how many of my side pieces have you actually sat down and listened to?
I haven't listened to
it. Oh,
I'm sorry.
A crushing blow.
Well listen, you've told me, you know, I don't want to hear you doing your side piece. You've told me you don't like to listen when, you know, when you're not on. I don't know. It's 7 o'clock. I'm getting ready for bed, you know? I'm not just starting my night.
For the record, I listen to every single one of them.
Oh, of course you do. Well, you have to. He sends you all the clips. You basically put that thing together. Whether you like it or not. But I do look at your, every Friday you usually put the playlist up.
It's painful, but I'm over
it. Oh my God, don't be a baby.
Too late, Sarah. It's too late.
How many of the Johnny Mosley podcasts have you listened to?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, that's got nothing to do with you. That's the Johnny Mosley pod. No, I haven't listened to any. Of course not. What if you get a refund from the soulmate artist? LOL.
What? Oh.
Assuming like, that this person can actually draw your soulmate. If they refund your money, I guess the story would be You don't have one, honey.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, I wanted to give a huge shout out to my wife, Tony, who is at home looking after our six-week-old, born on Mother's Day. We are first-time parents and navigating our way through parenthood. She said it's the hardest thing she's ever done. I just wanted her to know she's doing a great job. Thanks.
That is so tough. She had the baby last month in quarantine. That's got to be those first weeks, especially with your first baby. You're like, I don't know what I'm doing. What am I doing?
I personally, I don't think you've gotten anywhere near the hard part yet. But, you know.
Yeah. It's all hard.
Hang
it
in
It just
there.
Gets harder.
Right.
They don't tell you that. Or they actually, they do, and you just don't listen.
You just can't fathom the amount of all
change.
It's all consuming. And I've used that term for a lot of things. And even that doesn't ring the bell it should when it comes up as all. Like, you just can't. There are no breaks. And even when you get a break, you're like, you think the babysitter's okay? You think they're doing a good enough job?
It's all you have to talk about.
The kids are all right.
Right. You go out and all you talk about is your damn kids.
Let's just go home.
Yeah, I miss him so much. Why did we come back here?
All this mask talk. I just got my first ingrown lip hair.
Oh, Jesus.
No COVID-19,
really?
But new zits. Hashtag wear a mask.
Hashtag mask me.
Yeah.
It's real. It is real. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the story is that California now is going to be requiring a mask just about anywhere you go for anyone over 2 years old. Here's one. Vinny's article was about masks you can get at home. Yeah, I mean, look, I looked for an article because I was about to buy a mask made of polyester, I think it was. One of those
right.
neck gaiters.
The buffs, right.
And I just wanted to check which material, if there was anything online that said that polyester works, because in the description it said really breathable. And I thought, do I want really breathable? So as I looked it up, they're saying that a cotton t-shirt is
doubled
the best possible material, and doubled up, according to the article, was better than even the N95 masks. Then we got blasted by some texter who I got blasted for not doing enough research. But I did the research I needed, and I tried to share it with you. The truth is, if I could, for that texter, you probably think we have a staff and interns and people to help. I'm a guy at my wife's desk at my home in Scotts Valley with a laptop.
Looking on the internet.
Right. I'm in the middle of a show. I did what I could do.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if you're taking your medical advice from this show, you might need to...
Well, look, one of the problems is with this show is that we sort of dive in and out of mostly nonsense and then into real life. So there's I can see how there's a mix up. But the truth is our expertise is nonsense. And then we just sort of, we didn't want to not talk about Juneteenth, right?
No, we want to talk about it. I think, too, that this is a perfect example of don't trust anything you hear or read or see on the internet. Like, this is a time in the world when if you hear something, it's on you to do the research. And if you want to say, hey, I did some research and send it to us, when people hear us report that, they should also do their own research. Like, there's no question that there's a ton of information out there and you got to sort through it for yourself.
Feel really good about, I'm going to get those t-shirt sleeves, double them up, and that's my new go-to.
There
I can't trust the polyester neck thing. No. I just don't feel like that's going to be good enough.
I'm going to trust it. It's going to be
fantastic. Well, because you already ordered them.
I did, so it's too late. I suppose I could have canceled the order, but they're so cute. I'm like, oh, my God, and I'll put that around my head with my new short haircut, or I'll wear it around my neck to cover that up.
Oh, that's what's going on. This
it's
is a neck
great.
Thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Total neck thing. I got a good, this is not...
415 says, it's 11:15 in Bali right now.
Yeah.
Ketchup on noodles is a Midwest thing. I grew up in Minnesota, and my mom used to make buttered noodles with salt and pepper, and then we put ketchup on them.
Huh. Well.
All right.
Huh. No thanks.
Yeah, I don't. But whatever.
Is it that hard to open up a can of ragu?
I don't know. I mean, people like what they like.
That's
like
true,
what you grew up eating, too.
It's true. I mean, there's things my mom would make that, like, she made this hot dog casserole that I would love a bowl of right now.
I'm sorry, what now?
What kind of casserole?
Hot dog casserole. It was just, it's really just macaroni with, like, a probably kind of a ketchup-y sauce. And she would put the boiled hot dogs in there, and it was delicious. And green peppers. She would, like, you know, cook up a little green. Oh, yeah. I mean, but you're a kid. What do you know? You're like, oh, my God, mom's making the good stuff. This is awesome. I'm in.
Hot dogs.
Hot dog casserole.
Yeah.
It's delicious. Little elbow macaroni noodles.
Sure.
And some kind of orangey sauce. Delicious.
Gross. Sarah, love the haircut. I'm debating cutting mine. I love it short. So cute and freeing.
You know, listen, it might not be your best look. It might not be mine. Short hair, don't care. But just do it. Now's the time. I figure I'm not going to see any of you people for months. The heck with it. I'm doing it. The heck with it. I just said the heck. The hell with it.
Heck is fine.
Yeah.
No, is it?
Oh, we're a heck household over here.
Well, I mean, sure. Of course you are. You got the little kids.
We're on
going.
The heck train.
What the heck? Oh, that's hecka cool.
Bryn plays new John Legend, and Vinny says, I wasn't even listening to the lyrics. What? Look, I'm not a John Legend guy. He seems very nice. His wife seems very nice. They're not. That's not my thing. So, and I'm not against it. I just wasn't, you know, okay. A slow piano song. No thanks. You guys have been doing a great show. Great at showing your work at being anti-racist, using your voice, your platform to model awareness, change, and support. Thank you for modeling the change we hope to see in the world and provide a possible roadmap for others.
Well, thank you for saying so. I do feel like we're trying hard.
And weirdly, I think a lot of people who are trying to show support are also finding out that there are more racists out there than we knew, as you might take a look at your Facebook and go, wow, people dropped me. Or your Instagram and go, what? My numbers went down. How's that possible?
Right. No,
that's how it's possible.
I've had people literally say straight to me, please stop talking about this. I'm like, that seems like the wrong thing to say. Like, please stop following me.
Bad advice. Please.
Oh, goodness. What have we got?
If one of you had to travel, what would be the protocol upon return? This is a challenge for households if the adults have to travel.
So if one person from the household traveled and then they came back, would they be like quarantined to one room by themselves? For us,
that's the question.
If one person left and came back, we're already pretty much quarantined. We actually started to loosen up a couple weeks ago, and just look where that got us. So right. I would think that person would come back and we'd all incorporate them back into our bubble, and all of us would be quarantined for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I have a friend that's doing that, is going on a vacation. And oh. They're going to quarantine for 2 weeks in an Airbnb when they come back, and then take the test before they come home.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so they'll be living by themselves in a... Boy, that's a double... length vacation. That's not cheap to stay in an Airbnb.
Yeah, but I think it's appropriate, right?
Yeah.
To not bring
home your
parents.
If you're worried about it, absolutely. I mean, right. Especially if you have someone vulnerable. Like, I can't even imagine Nicole going on a trip right now. Like, of all of us, Nicole's the one who shouldn't leave the house.
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere for a while, a long time.
She says from 50 miles from her house in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's true. But I literally just come here, get in my car, and go home. That's
and there's
it.
Nobody else. I mean, you see Brian, the engineer.
Yeah, but
I watch you doing your hands and right.
Yeah, he wears a mask and he stays away from me when we talk. So there's nobody else here. So my interactions are very small.
So weird. So incredibly weird.
I can't wait for you guys to come back whenever that happens.
Oh, you miss having people around. We can't wait either.
Right.
707 says, good morning. Listen to you every day. Yesterday's watermelon sugar bit. As a lady, while yes, this is enjoyable, how is this not awkward? I have such a hard time with it. How do you ask for that?
Oh, you're not getting that? Mm. You go, hey, what about her?
Hey.
Hey, you.
Hey.
What's going on? Look, I got it all. It's all set. It's all ready to go.
You know, this goes back to that. The weird thing about relationships is... And I believe this about even some good relationships. There are people out there who won't be mean to anybody out in the world. They're the nicest people. They have these great friendships, but they will lay into their partner without worry. Like, just absolutely be... So that's one thing that's weird communication between relationships, or couples, I should say, where you'll say mean things to someone that you're closest to that you'd never say to, say, just a random friend or,
right, it's true.
Or even
so
a
much
good
cruelty
friend.
Can happen,
and that is
in your
also
family.
True of the things you want in bed. Weirdly, here you are with the person who should want to make you have the experience the most possible pleasure, and yet for some reason you feel too tight to be able to say, here's what I'd like.
Yeah. Why is that? You know, sometimes we let too much time go by and then it feels awkward, like you've been doing it wrong, or I don't like this thing that you're doing. It's hard. There are egos involved. I think it's like
true.
It's a weird thing.
As a guy, I've experienced for that particular move. What are we going to call that? A move? For that particular stunt, I have found that everybody likes something a little different. There's only been a few everybody's, but I mean, for the sake of the conversation, don't make that face. What is that all crunched up face about? Anyway, the point is, I encourage a little coaching. Bring it on. You know, you want some, you like a slow and steady marathon type? Are we after a sprint to the finish
Energizer
line?
Bunny.
Whatever you like, I'm happy to provide it. I want you to be happy, and I would bet your partner feels the same way. My advice there is just do it. Just ask. Just coach them up. Start, you know, I mean, you don't
want to put a slice of watermelon somewhere special and just be like, hey, man, watermelon sugar. Yeah, that's a hint. Grooming is important. Back to you.
What?
Nothing.
Did you just say?
I didn't say
what are we talking about right now?
I don't know. It's something about watermelons.
Fruit in season right now.
Watermelon sugar.
That McDonald's story, I am howling. I love it.
That might be a thing that's going around, like an email joke.
The McDonald's story?
Yeah, I had a couple people text me and say, I read that and I think it might be like one of those clever things that gets sent around.
Oh.
What was the source on it? Do you remember?
Oh, God, are you kidding?
No.
Of course not. I think we're caught up. I've got a bunch of stuff. More mask stuff. More. We're good. It looks like we're heading off into the weekend.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's go.
All right.
Yeah, all right. I'll do it. Where are we? Where are we going? Boom.
Yeah, I'll do it. Where are we going?
Oh, one last one.
Sarah and Vinny.
Okay, here's that one last one. So I have two other quick texts I wanted to read. The first it looks like Bold and Beautiful is going to get new viewership based on your story about how they're going to be doing blow-up dolls.
Yeah.
So it may actually work in their advantage. And the last one was, and I mentioned this earlier, this is from 707, respiratory therapist here. We run the ventilators. Such a rough night. We went from 0 critical cases to 6 just this week, and 2 more admitted as I was getting off. Stay safe. Wash your hands. We need love and light. And that goes back to the mask thing. We're seeing a spike here again, everybody, and the masks is how we're going to stay safe. So,
and the masks are now required.
Mm-hmm. So...
Well, listen, I wanna thank Brittany Chiquata for coming on today. She's
and
at the San Francisco and Vaughn Early. She's at the San Francisco Human Rights Commission. It was a great conversation with her.
Mm-hmm. Her information is on Facebook too. Not only the Twitter thing, but you can follow her on Facebook as well. She posts some cool stuff.
Perfect. Cool. Very early on today, we talked to Vaughn, who's a member of our team. Really, we don't have any cameras other than our little Zoom meeting we do every day. But we're looking forward to when we're all back in the studio and he's back in his studio and running the thing. It was just great to catch up with him. And we talked a lot about Juneteenth and what it means to him. It's really, you know, I'm sorry to say, as a white person, I didn't know anything about Juneteenth until a couple of years ago. And I want to say it was Vaughn who told us about it. And it might have been even that it popped up in our calendars a couple years ago, and that's when we talked about it.
Right.
So today is Juneteenth, and you know, take a minute. If you actually Google anything today, if you go to the Google splash page, the homepage, it's right there on the find out. It'll take you just a second. Apparently, the slaves had been freed for over 2 years by the time all the slaves knew about that. So there's some interesting history on that. And it's something that Vaughn had said he celebrated his whole life. So it was a cool day today. Thanks, you guys. Happy Friday. Happy Juneteenth. Hope you have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
We'll check you back here on Monday.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.